Right, at this time, we're going to have a reading of the Christmas story. My son Caleb is going to do that for us.
Luke 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds sent to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as was told unto them.
If you have your Bibles with you tonight, you can turn back to Luke chapter 2, which we just heard. If not, I'll just share a verse or two with you. Typically on a candlelight service, we don't have preaching per se, but I guess it's more of a devotional or a thought, and that's exactly what I have for you this evening. The video that we watched a moment ago was quite touching, quite thought-provoking, and it almost summarizes what I want to speak to you tonight about. The video almost encapsulates the thought that I have, but if you are turning in Luke, I want to read verses 18 and 19, specifically 19, Luke chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Of course, this is the shepherds have arrived, and they're rehearsing to Mary, and to Joseph, and to the others that are there. The words that it says, that they heard it, they that heard it wondered at those things. I'm sorry, verse 17, they had seen it, they made known abroad. So they were kind of announcing this information to more people than just Mary and Joseph. They were announcing it abroad. But just for that audience that was there, Mary, Joseph, and whoever else was there nearby hearing what the shepherds had to say, basically they were rehearsing what was read earlier in the chapter. They were saying, well, an angel appeared and it told us, you know, that we would find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger and so forth. And of course, at the conclusion of the announcement by the angel, the shepherd said, come, let us go see, you know, we got to go check this out. Let's go see these things. And so they made their way to Bethlehem and indeed did find Mary and Joseph and the babe, just like the angel had said, the babe lying in a manger. So the shepherds now are rehearsing to Mary, Joseph, hey, this is what the angel told us. So let me just read this couple verses here. It says, and when they had seen, this is verse 17, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them, obviously by the angel, concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The word wondered there is kind of key. The people that heard what the shepherds were saying, they wondered at those things. And then verse 19, which really is the text that I want to speak to you about this evening. And many times I've read this story, not just at Christmas time, but through my various times of Bible reading, would come to this verse. I always marveled at this verse. verse 19 says, but Mary, of course the angels are talking, everyone's wondering about it, but Mary, it says about Mary, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Father, I pray that you'd bless these next few moments as we consider the words of Scripture, what you've recorded for us here. We consider the historical setting of what's happening. And more importantly, the impact that it could and should have in our lives as we consider Christmas. Bless these moments now in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. You, as well as I know, ponder means to think about, to meditate upon, maybe even to wonder. She pondered these things that the shepherds were sharing with them. But not only that, I believe that in Mary's mind, as she, perhaps maybe the babe is in her lap now at this point in time. I mean, when they came, the babe was in the manger as was told them, but perhaps through the listening of the shepherds and so forth, maybe she picked the baby up. Whatever the case, I can't help but think that her mind went back to that day, as she mentioned in the video. Well, that wasn't really Mary. They didn't have the technology yet. You're right, are you sure? Her mind had to go back to that day when the angel appeared. And then just the whirlwind of events that happened to bring them now to this time, this place and time, to say yes. And as this, and of course, that's not scripture, but if you were to read into the story or try to imagine, what was it like to be visited by an angel? What would it be like to be told that you were the one chosen to bear the Christ child? And boy, the thoughts and the fear even that would flood your mind to be told those things. And then the events that took place, the fleeing to Egypt and coming back, and now in Bethlehem searching for a place to stay for the night. And of course, the Bible tells us there was no room anywhere in the inn, of course, but they had difficulty finding a place until they finally found whatever this place was, where the manger was, whether it be a barn or a cave or something like that, a shed or something. And all the things that took place, and so Mary is pondering all these things. I found it quite touching when she said to the baby Jesus in that video, she said, I can't imagine all the yeses that would be required of you. Namely, this one. Right, Brother Joe? And that just, you know, I feel the tears coming in my eyes even now just thinking about it, to think that Jesus had to say yes to the Father. It was God's plan. It was the plan from the beginning of eternity for Jesus Christ to say yes to that old rugged cross. Perhaps the most difficult yes that anyone, anywhere would have to say. Not my will, Father, but yours be done. Wow. So Mary is pondering these things in her heart. How does that relate to us? Well, I think it's apropos that you and I, during a Christmas season, ponder things in our hearts. As preachers so eloquently reminded us this morning about the real meaning of Christmas and some of the things that go on, he told us about the three people who weren't ready for Christmas, the three types of people. And, you know, our world is busy even tonight. Probably the malls and the shopping places are filled with people doing the last-minute shopping. I'm sure tomorrow will be crazy. And if we're not careful, we get caught up in that. We must be careful of that. We must keep Christ in Christmas. We must remember the true meaning. We must pause to ponder. Pause to ponder. And as Mary pondered these things in her heart, you and I ought to ponder. Because one of the things I believe Mary pondered was this. She had to. Why? Why me? Of course, we don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if she ever figured it, if it was ever revealed to her. Why her? Why was she chosen to be the young virgin that would bear the Christ child? Scripture doesn't tell us why she was chosen. She may never have found out why she was chosen. I suppose now she knows in heaven. But why? Why me? And that relates to me too, because I think, as I think about Christmas and I think about the coming of our Savior, I can't help but thinking, why? Why? Well, I know the initial answer to the question why, because Scripture records it for us. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came, He was born in a manger, but He went to a cross. He went to a cross on purpose. The purpose was to save mankind from their sins. That anyone that would believe on Him and trust Him as their Savior could have their sins forgiven, washed away, and promised a home in heaven someday. That's the answer to the great why. But I have another why, a further why. There's a why that I ponder beyond that. Yes, I understand that Jesus came for the specific purpose of forgiving the sins of the world, but I have a further why that I ponder. I ponder it to this day often. Why me? Why me? Why you? Do you understand tonight, as we ponder these things, do you understand the great privilege of being in God's family? Do you understand that if it weren't for the grace of God, that all of us could be on our way to hell this evening? I certainly don't believe in the Calvinistic idea that God chooses some to go to heaven and others to go to hell. I understand that anyone that would consciously choose, deliberately choose, to place their faith in Jesus Christ will be saved. That's the Scripture promise. Even though I made the choice for Jesus to be my Savior, I still sometimes wonder, why me? Why did circumstances bring me to that point? And why did I chose Jesus as my Savior. I didn't want to go to hell. I know why I did it. But I look at heaven and say, you know, I think of the verse in Psalms that says, what is man? And the psalmist says, you know, he almost says it like, Lord, what is man that you would even consider us? What is man that you would even think about us? What is man that you would even put up with us? What is man that you would even provide a way for us to get to heaven? Of course, it's just paraphrasing that passage. I think, why? Why? You know, and I've come to this answer, and you ought to rejoice in this as well. If you or I were the only person on planet Earth, Jesus would have come. Well, we couldn't be the only one on planet Earth, because we still would have to have Mary to to do her part. Of course, if there was no Mary, I'm sure the Lord would have done it some other way. But yeah, why? Well, I don't know if I'll ever know the answer to that this side of heaven, but I sure am glad. I'm glad that I placed my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm glad to know that I have an eternal home in heaven, a place called heaven. I'm glad to know that yes, my sins are all washed away. And all of that is because of Christmas. It's all because at the right time, as preacher said this morning, just at the perfect time, God sent his Son. He took on flesh. He was born in a manger. And there was another spot in that video that brought tears to my eyes. It was just looking in the face of that little baby. It was a cute baby, wasn't it? And it was smiling at mama and goo goo and all that. But to picture that scene, just a little innocent baby, and then quickly fast forward in your mind to a cruel cross. Wow. That was for me. That was for you. So as we prepare to celebrate Christmas in just a couple of days, my challenge to you this year is to go away tonight and ponder these things. Don't ponder what's under the tree. Don't ponder what's in the stocking. Don't ponder what's for dinner. Those are important things. No, ponder, God loved me so much. You know, the whole thing takes us right back to the greatest verse in the Bible, John 3:16. Let's say it together. You ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever. God so loved the world. Sometimes I use that verse in soul winning, and I'll tell the person I'm speaking to, I'll say, you know what, John, you should put your, when it says, for God so loved the world, you should put your name there. For God so loved John. That's what I did years ago. I said, for God so loved Kelly that he gave his only begotten Son. So to answer the question, why did he come to the manger and why did he go to the cross? It takes us right back to John 3:16, because of God's great, immeasurable love. Aren't you glad God loves you tonight? That's an amazing thing, that God would love me, that he would love you. Sinful creatures we are, and yet he loves us. And so these next couple days, ponder those things. Take time to ponder. Take time to get your Bible out. Take time to bend the knee. And as you ponder and say, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you that he lived a sinless, perfect life. Thank you that he went to an old rugged cross. But it didn't end there. Amen. Thank you that he rose again. And thank you that he's now seated at the right hand of you, Father, and making intercession for us. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. Ponder those things in your heart. And I believe that'd be a great blessing to you.